Because I broke it.
This is Barbara.
No.
Barbara!
Barb, this is Tony and Candace, and we also have Rick Farrell and Bruce Miller in studio this morning. Barb, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
Do you have any idea why we're calling you?
No, you're not going to harass me about anything, right?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Oh, we could.
Normally, but not this
time. But not today, because it's the spirit of Christmas.
That's right.
And we hear that you have the spirit of Christmas in your heart, too.
Oh, well, I try to.
She's still confused.
A little bit.
Did you nominate someone for the Farrell's Heating and Air Conditioning giveaway?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And tell us a little about the person you nominated.
Oh, the person I nominated, just a wonderful mother, single mother, five kids, has a full-time job. She's balancing, taking care of all of them, and they seem like a very loving family. You know, the siblings get along. The kids range in age from like 4 to 13, so it's a handful, I'm sure. And just found out a few weeks ago that her furnace quit, and she needs to replace it. And any time of the year, that's a tough thing to get hit with. But especially at Christmas.
Yes.
And I know she's very proud of home ownership, that she owns her home. And I think she even told me it'd be paid off this year. So that's why I nominated her. She goes to our church. She's a friend. So I know I've been so excited about the Farrell's, giveaway for years. And I thought, well, I'm going to just try. So I tried this year.
What do you think this will mean to her?
Oh, I can't imagine, because I think of it in my own situation, and that's not an easy thing to come up with, the money to replace that, and obviously you need that to keep your family safe, and I think her kids are her all. They're her first and foremost thing, and I just think she'll just be flabbergasted.
Well, guess what? Have you figured it out yet?
Well, I'm hoping you're saying we won.
Yeah, this wouldn't be a fun call if we said, well, thanks for submitting, but no go.
Yeah,
but try again next year,
you guys
year,
are
right?
bad.
Yeah, Rick, tell Barbara the good news.
Well, Barb, we did take your nomination and run with it, because Cassandra is going to be the winner of our furnace and air conditioner. And I talked to the guys. We're probably going to go over there this afternoon.
Really?
And measure the home and make sure we get everything laid out for her, so we can put in new furnace, air conditioner, humidifier, air cleaner, and a new product that we have is called the air scrubber, which kills the germs in the house. And, of course, a brand new touchscreen thermostat.
Touchscreen thermostat. And she doesn't know yet, right?
No, she does not.
But they've been kind of sneaky. They found out she's not working today.
Yes.
So we're going to give her a call next. So don't say anything. Don't blow it, okay?
Yeah, don't blow it.
Oh, I won't. And, in fact, I saw her yesterday morning, and I thought, you know, oh, I just wonder. And I thought, well, she does not know that I submitted either.
Oh, this is going to be so fun. Okay,
so then she's going to be really surprised when we tell her your name.
That's right.
Yeah. She'll be like, what?
Well, Barb, thanks a lot for the submission. We appreciate it. And the warmest of season's greetings to you and everyone there at the office.
Oh, thank you. And call me for this kind of stuff anytime.
Okay.
We did make you nervous in the beginning.
No, I understand.
We did make you a little nervous at the beginning when it was Tony and Candace.
I know.
Bruce thrown in.
And Bruce thrown in.
Luckily, Rick was our saving grace.
That is true.
Exactly. Then I heard Rick, and I thought, okay, it's got
okay,
to
be good.
Okay, we got a shot,
it's
good. Barb, keep up the great work, and thanks a lot for answering our call.
Thank you. Have a great day. And thanks so much, Rick, for what you do.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, is this Cassandra?
This is.
Oh, this is great news. Hey, this is Tony and Candace with our buddy Bruce Miller and Rick Farrell from Farrell's Heating and Air Conditioning, giving you a call this Friday morning. How you doing?
Good.
Do you have any idea why we're calling you?
No.
Do you know Barbara Sloniker from church?
I do.
Well, Barbara,
do you like her?
I do.
Do you like Barbara?
Maybe not.
Barbara nominated you for something.
Okay.
Now, can I ask, what would you really like at this Christmas season? Is there something you would really want?
A big present, maybe for your house?
Well, considering where you guys is calling from, a furnace would be fabulous.
A listener!
Can I ask, what happened? Did yours give out, or what's the deal?
Yeah, last year we had to put $800-$900 into it, just to get it running last year, and same thing this year. We called the guy, and he's like, I'm going to have to put $800 to $900 into it again just to keep you running for another year.
So you knew it was going, and you were just kind of limping it along, hoping you could, well.
But can I ask, how do you find $800 at this time of year? That's tough.
I didn't. I borrowed it. So now, you know, stacking up the loan payment bills on top of five kids on top of life. Yeah, it's been rough.
On top of life. She's one of those that does not have a shirt that says, I cannot adult today. You're adulting every day.
Every darn day.
Can I ask, what do you say to the kids? Because I'm sure in my case, I'd say, you know what? Christmas isn't going to be like what you think.
They understand. I mean, I have a fabulous family. Like, you know, we make it fun. We sit on the couch together and have movie night all cuddled up so we don't have to turn the space heaters on as high. And so we make it fun.
Okay,
we try to anyway.
Space heaters?
Cassandra, we're getting rid of those because
guess what?
Rick does not like space heaters.
No.
Space heaters got no room in my life at all.
We're getting rid of the space heaters. Rick, space heaters. Rick, tell her.
Well, Rick is Santa Claus today, and we're jingling the bells because Rick's got a little present for you.
I'm real happy to represent my company to be Santa Claus today. And since you're home today from work, because we found out that you were home today.
We're sneaky.
My guys are going to come visit you this afternoon. We're going to measure your house up for a new furnace and central air and all the bells and whistles that go along with that system. And we're going to try to get it in before the end of the year.
Are you kidding me?
No, that would not be a funny joke. We're not kidding. He's absolutely serious, Cassandra.
So I already drove by your house, and so we got an idea. You know, we have your address.
I think we need to give her a minute to breathe. Are you crying?
I am.
Are you bawling happy tears?
Yes.
Have you heard about this Farrell's thing? You know, they have been doing it now. This is the 14th year, and they find people who they would really like to have a better Christmas. And guess what? You're the person this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're going to do a little bit more than that, too. We're going to pay that $800 furnace bill you got, too. So, along with that...
She's on the floor right now. She can't even talk.
Along with that furnace and air conditioner, we're going to bring over $800 so you can pay that loan off, and you don't have to worry about that old furnace anymore. We'll get a new one in.
Also, unplug the space heaters.
Yes, we're going to unplug the space heaters.
Store them away.
That's right.
Actually, we'll give you a hammer and you can smash them.
But you're going. This is going to be the whole deal. It's going to have an air scrubber.
Talk about summer, because I think this is even better than winter.
All right, okay, listen to this, Cassandra.
So if there's any ductwork, we notice your house got a second floor. So if there's any ductwork that we need to do, we're going to do that. Make sure we get some heat and air conditioning up there.
And air conditioning.
And then we'll put the air conditioner in now. But we'll come back in the spring and make sure that it works right and gets everything up and running and the refrigerant's got the proper level in it and stuff. Show you how to operate your new touchscreen thermostat. And away you go. You'll be able to save energy and, have a comfortable home for a long, long time.
Oh, my goodness.
The boys in blue are going to rescue you.
That's right, Cassandra.
That's awesome.
Some of my guys will be knocking on your door this afternoon.
Yeah, let them in.
Please let them in,
It's Santa Claus is coming this afternoon.
That's right.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, and Cassandra, Barbara spoke so well of how you put your kids first and you make sure that they are taken care of and how proud you are to be a homeowner. Is this your last year? The house will be paid off this year, she thought?
The whole story, I was homeless actually before I got this house, and I bought it through a friend on contract, and I made my last payment in October.
Congratulations!
You know, every year, clearly, you know, I get my taxes and I try to pay off this house. I had it paid off in 6 years. But
that's
then, of
amazing.
Course, you know, once you buy something in full, everything starts breaking down.
<That's right. laughs>
Well, it's never over.
And do let your kids say that Barbara, you know, made us aware of how well your kids get along and look out for each other. And that is so important in a family.
Well, our goal was met. We set out to make somebody's life a little easier with the new heating and air conditioning system. It sounds like we made it.
Cassandra, congratulations.
You have no idea.
Okay, so now, this year, when you have that new furnace and you're sitting there and you're having movie night, what are you going to say? What are you going to say to the kids?
Just to be thankful and always be positive, because something always happens. Like, it may seem like it's never going to work out and there's never enough, but something always happens.
You know, in our world, we see a lot of bad things happen, and you think it's not going to get better. And then you see something like what Farrell's is doing, and you say, you know what? I still have hope. I still have faith in our world, and I still think that there is a lot of goodness there. And I've got the goodness man standing right next to me, and he's there to help you have a great Christmas.
That is so awesome. I'm giving everybody, like, air hugs right now. You have no idea.
Okay, Sandra, congratulations on raising a great family, and keep us updated how you're doing. And the boys in blue will be by later on today to start measuring.
Merry Christmas!
Perfect. Thank you guys so much. Merry Christmas. Christmas.